Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Dana. Hi.
Good morning, everyone. I missed you. I'm using a new camera that apparently has an autofocus, and I'm trying not to move for those watching on free speech because I yeah. feel like you would think you're on drugs because yeah. I feel like I'm on drugs.
I feel like I'm taking the eye test again from my lesbian yeah. eye injury I had that yes. I was in the ER for. I was like, what is happening?
Is it clear? Is it blurry? Is it clear?
Better or worse. Okay. Hi, Dana. In honor of Mark Meadows flipping and also happy Pride.
Happy Pride and yeah. Ding Dong the Witch, and yes. we'll just keep moving on with that.
Yes, I'm we
not gonna,
will.
I'm not going to stoop so low to finish that sentence.
Killer whales turning on us, sargasms. Uh-huh. Did you know there's a sargasm in Florida? It's a 5,000-mile blob of seaweed called a sargasm, yes. which we think is a sarcastic orgasm.
Yeah, that's a sargasm. Have you ever yeah. had one of those?
Yeah, oh, like yeah. That? Oh, it's so good.
Right there. Yeah, yep, that feels good.
Oh. Okay. Hope it was as good for you as it was for me.
You're the best. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. We pull everyone into our sargasm skit.
Yes, we do.
Okay, anyway.
And they join.
Those were Steffi's straight days.
I thought I would, just because I saved this for you in Pride Month, sea life and the sexualities they express in the wild. Did you know, Dana, seahorses, most tropical seahorses are bisexual?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Okay. Yeah. Albatross, a third of albatrosses are two females raising an egg. They just use a male to get pregnant. Users. The lesbian pair has a strong amount of devotion to one another, share duties, and bond as a pair. Starfish, both male and female at once.
Yep.
Starfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clownfish can change from male to female. All clownfish are both male, but can change to female if the opportunity is given. They live in small groups of males with one dominant female in charge. If she disappears, the most high-ranking male will become the female.
That's Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to now try and ban clownfish. Thank you yes. for putting that out into yes. the general public.
Yes. Orcas. Teen orcas have guy-only pods. After an orca is old enough to leave their family group, they can form seasonal packs of just young male orcas, which will engage in sexual activities with each other. It's like a big aquatic frat party.
Well,
like a rave, really.
Yeah.
There's probably some West Side Story happening below the ocean, and we don't yeah. even know it. Just the sharks and the killer whales and the jets. Or the killer whales and the sharks just snapping.
Can you snap just, with a dorsal fin?
No, you cannot.
No, you can't. No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's
it's
see.
Like the white party and the Dinah of the deep.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Well,
penguins. Let's see. Penguins, many are gay, but it's most common in males. They commonly adopt abandoned eggs and are very loving and loyal to their partner. Sea urchins most produce asexually. Sea sponges have both male and female sex cells and reproductive organs. And manatees, many are on the bisexual spectrum. Male manatees sometimes compete against each other for female attention, but then go off with their male rival instead.
They're fighting and getting all turned on. They're like, this is fun. Hey, John, do you just want to, let's go over there. I mean, screw Mary.
Yeah. All the female manatees are like, oh, again, it happened again.
No, bastard. My God.
Ow.
I like to imagine that's what oath keepers do when they get together.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why you'll never see a Love is Blind queer edition, because you can't, all the people living together would see each other, fall in love with each other, and never yep. go back into the pods.
Yep.
They'd always sleep in with each other.
Exactly.
Just a bunch of bisexual manatees, like... screw them.
But it does go to the more serious point here in Pride Month that homosexuality exists in every species. Homophobia
absolutely.
Only in ours, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, yeah. Anyway, happy Pride. Hooray.
Happy Pride to you.
Okay.
And Pat Robertson's dead.
And Pat Robertson's dead.
I mean, Pat Robertson form, I'm sure they're also going to blame us for this, by the way, because
the sky being orange back east and Pat Robertson dying, I think, is a sign that today is Erasmus Day. I think that today Trump's going to get indicted, don't you?
I think
it's definitely coming.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Weissman said this week. So I don't know, you know, I mean, and he is not prone to specific predictions like that, but just based on all of the legal developments.
And we were talking about it. Him being sent down to Florida to get tried there is like trying the devil in hell. I mean, that's basically what it is. And it skews Democratic. So he thinks if he moves to Florida and he gets excited, he's like, oh, it's Florida. This is, you know, my home state. And the Southern District is not his people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously we know, I think, don't we, Travis, that he's been told he's a target. We know that Meadows is cooperating. Again, we don't know the exact, you know, all these pieces, but it sure seems like, you know, Monday was the meeting with the DOJ where I think they basically told him to go pound sand. That was like their last ditch begging, pleading thing, right? What was it today? We said, oh, Trump threw out some ridiculous charge about bribery with one DOJ official. It was just a last minute desperate attempt to get the DOJ to delay. This is what he does every time in every trial, is try to delay. The DOJ said no. I'm sure this claim is complete nonsense as usual, right?
Oh, my God, though. If Pat Robertson dies during Pride Month and Trump gets indicted during Pride Month, they're never going to let us have a rainbow T-shirt in Target ever again. Like, we're never going to have nice things.
Oh, by the way, did you see, was it Kristi Noem?
Yeah.
She said, what did she say? Target is tearing down this country, Dana. It is. Hang on. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem shared a belief that Target is ruining the country. And she said, while she and other Americans have loved shopping at the retail giant, we just can't anymore.
So the past 10 years, she'd never noticed the LGBT display right as you walk into every single Target in
Apparently,
America?
Apparently, no. She missed that.
Okay.
Yeah.
She
Got
said
it.
To Steve Dan- it. D- Bannon, it's dangerous. And Steve, I'm like a lot of Americans. I love to shop at Target. I mean, we do. But we just can't anymore. And while the rest of the country's worried about, you know, having fun and going out and shopping and enjoying a store, that store is fundamentally tearing down our country. And we have to have real conversations about how serious we are about protecting our freedom.
Oh, my God. My favorite, though, is it was like Budweiser, boycott, Target, boycott, and NASCAR came out with Happy Pride, which was like the Sophie's Choice of conservative boycotts, because they were like, maybe gay people aren't so bad after all, because they want to see their cars go round and round and round and round.
Yeah, yeah, they sure do. Okay, let's go to Dave in Miami. You're on with Dana. Hello. Hello, David.
Hello, Dana. Hi.
Good morning.
Here in Miami, we have fabulous Mayor Cava, who declares we have gay pride down here.
Yes.
But as far as some of our our old heroes, like RFK Jr., I think of them as like when John Chancellor used to do guest spots on the old Tom Brokaw show. Mm-hmm. We'll give you your few minutes. Thank you, but you're done. Or like when Bill Clinton was back in the press room under Obama, you know, thank you for your service, but no.
Yeah.
No, you're done.
Did you hear Alicia Silverstone has endorsed Bobby Kennedy?
Oh, dear.
I know. The clueless jokes just write themselves.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. I don't. We have never been at a more critical time. I mean, we are literally facing fascism. I can't even believe we're having these conversations in 2023 in Pride Month about all these anti-gay bills and book bannings.
They needed to find something that stuck, and they did. Gay marriage didn't work. We didn't. The world didn't end. We didn't. You know, ducks didn't start marrying dolphins. Like, everything was fine. And so they're like, we need another wedge issue. And unfortunately, the trans and non-binary, the medical and the sports, it stuck. No one cares about that, but they found a way to actually reach their voters again, and we've got to find ways to fight it. Their messaging is great. Our messaging sucks. We need to get better at it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, you would think we could all unite around magical bipartisan issues like the fact that Apple is going to stop autocorrecting ducking your iPhone.
Yes.
Because no one has ever wanted to duck anyone. Yes, that they had an event for developers on Monday. It's the biggest happening. The iPhone, they will keep their autocorrect feature from annoyingly correcting, you know, to ducking.
Yeah.
In those moments where you just want to type a ducking word, well, the keyboard will learn it too, Apple said. Oh, they made a little joke.
They did. They're self-referential, and I appreciate that.
Right. This is because then the most common phrase is, oh, this damn autocorrect, right, is after autocorrect.
Stupid autocorrect.
Like, well, you know, and they said, which I didn't realize, that you can, of course, just turn it off on your phone, but I don't know how to do that either. So I've never known how to turn off the, you know.
I've never known that either.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You could just turn it off? I didn't know.
Well, right. Then you're going to get a lot of typos from me. I have gigantic fingers that just kind of mash the entire keyboard.
Quit bragging on air, Chris.
Barney in Michigan, you're on with Dana. Hello, Barney.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I've done many stupid things in my life, many stupid things that were dangerous, put myself in danger, blah, 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 as we all have to one extent or another.
Yes.
But abject and abysmal and pathetic don't even begin to describe the wrong Reverend Pence. I don't have a college degree. I have 3 years of community college behind me, but I'd like to think I can carry on a conversation with anybody that graduated from Harvard or Yale, and I can for the most part. But I've racked my psychotic at times brain, and I can't even begin to comprehend how in hell, heaven, or anywhere else in the all of creation he thinks that he has a snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah.
Of getting it's like looking at, now, this is an insult to all goats, like a goat stuck in a fence.
Yes.
That you have to go help. He makes the goat stuck in a fence look like a Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Dan, it just occurred to me. I had a light bulb moment talking to him. I think, because I'm like, what is his constituency? Like, MAGA hates him, liberals hate him, everyone, you know. But sure. People that are into auto asphyxiation. That might
auto
be
erotic asphyxiation?
Yeah, that might be his constituency. People that are for hanging in one way or another.
Oh, like a Michael Hutchins kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's what he's thinking is his, you know, niche. All right, well, I just
wow, that went that. Dark.
I just thought, because I was trying to think, who does he appeal to? All right, well, sorry, dark thoughts. There's only dark thoughts these days.
Oh my God.
All right, fine, I'll be over here alone.